It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
This is Marilyn York. Good morning, all my little love bunnies and my little Johns. I am super excited about today's show. We have none other than Susan Austin of the Mustang Ranch in our studio again. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Marilyn. I'm so glad to be here.
We're so excited because we're talking about the Love Ranch movie, which is coming out, and I hope you maybe know the release date. Do you know, Susan?
Unfortunately, I don't. We're waiting to see how it does in certain test markets, and then it'll be released more and more across the nation.
Okay, well, but I will announce I will announce it on my Facebook page and the Marilyn York website when we find out the day it'll come into Reno. But it is starring none other than Oscar winners Helen Mirren and Joe Pesci, and directed by her husband, Taylor Hackford. And I was lucky enough, thank you to Susan's generosity and Lance Gilman, to go to the premiere. And it was amazing. And we're going to talk all about it today. What was accurate in it? What wasn't? What, you know, Susan Austin thought about Helen Mirren playing Susan Austin, as far as I'm concerned, in my, you know, lay person's opinion. If you guys want to call in and share your true stories of the Conforti story, because I know there are plenty of Reno locals who have your own spin on it and know some of the family members, please do. Or call in with comments about the movie if you were lucky to be at the screening. 823-1920 is the call-in number, or as usual, you can post on Facebook and I will read it live as well. I'd like to give a little shout out to our Reno Sparks taxi and cab drivers locally as well, because we know they listen every week, and I know they drive these lovely gentlemen out to none other than the Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse Saloon and Day Spa.
And we love our drivers. And Nick Paris, if you're out there, a special big smooch from me.
Oh, all right. So let's get into this movie. So what's the backstory, Susan, as far as your first contact with the people in the industry when the movie was first in sort of the planning phase?
Well, it was a strange phone call, and not knowing anybody and never really been involved in the Hollywood scene. I didn't know any of the names, didn't recognize them. And I thought, well, this is strange. Someone calling me, asking me about, you know, if they could come visit. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a shot in the dark because I didn't know what we were doing. So we said, okay, you know, we'd like to have you over for lunch and let's talk. And Taylor Hackford arrived with Marty Katz and a whole entourage.
And wasn't he a charmer? I thought he was so charming at the premiere.
Taylor Hackford is just, I mean, there's just hardly any words to describe him. He's charming. He's wonderful. He's very knowledgeable about everything.
Yeah. Yes. Seemed very humble and down to earth, too.
Very humble and
not like the typical Hollywood. And I unfortunately have a little experience with that, having done a lot of Hollywood movie star divorces back in my slave days.
So yes.
I will say he had no pretense about him, and I was thrilled to see that. So they call you, they show up for quote unquote lunch. Some people call it lunch at the Mustang Ranch, and it's an altogether different thing. But this was legitimately a meal with food.
It was legitimately a meal with food. And research. He was researching.
Don't you have to sleep with some of the girls to fully research this role? Come on, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, according to Joe, and according to both Joes, you do.
I mean, come on. So then what? How did it evolve from there?
He interviewed a lot of ranches across Nevada before he made a decision.
Oh, God.
And I know. Can you imagine?
Imagine that he landed on you, the only classy one we seem to have.
And evidently, I was the first one. I didn't realize.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize.
That's great, because it set the tone, and I bet he was feeling nauseous after that.
Very shortly afterwards, he called me and said, we've decided that if you'd like it, we would like you to be our technical advisor. And I said, oh my God.
How fun.
And I thought, well, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. So did Helen Mirren come out personally to the ranch and study?
She certainly did. Helen Mirren arrived kicking and screaming because she really didn't want to come out to a ranch.
That's what her husband said. And left a believer.
She did. She didn't want to leave. They couldn't believe
it. That's how I felt when I was there. And I was surprised equally. And I'm not at all, you know, uptight or concerned about any kind of sex, as my radio show has demonstrated. But I still was surprised that I left. And Dell and I actually commented in the car. She's like, is Susan Austin the best salesperson ever? Or is that a really great job?
And really
we were like,
job.
I don't know. We're in the car like, I'm a little confused. I feel like law school was kind of a lot of schooling for less pleasure. Because those girls are way happier than lawyers.
Way happier and probably making and a lot more money.
I know. Don't depress me, Susan. Let me have that. Cling to my last hope.
So it was awesome. She followed me around. We talked and I talked about my philosophies. I talked about everything that was going on. And we actually had an alarm in a room and she got to, you know, see what happened.
What was that? Was that the story that showed up in the movie?
That
the alarm in the room?
They embellished it. But yes, she got to actually see how I react when something goes down.
Uh-huh.
And when you saw her respond, I mean, it put chills down my spine. My girls went, Mama, that was you. That was your walk. Because my girls know when something's going down. They see me walking across the bar or the parlor, and it's my walk gives me away every time.
It's
the
not
look
even
on my
walk.
Face
it's
and
like
the walk.
A strut. Like run.
Yeah. And they know something's going down and they
Pit
just better.
I
and they all
look.
Scurry in 15 directions to get out of my way.
Yeah. I having met Susan before, having toured the Mustang Ranch personally for like 5 hours and she could barely get rid of me. Security finally had to throw me out.
No.
But I was just shocked at how much Helen Mirren played Susan's tough side. Because Susan has this amazing, nurturing mommy side. And like she said, the girls call her mama and she acts like their mama and they love her like their mama. And she didn't play that side because Sally Conforti wasn't nurturing.
No.
But she played your tough side perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was uncanny. And the fact that she was with a cane made me laugh because when I met Susan for the first time last year, thereabouts, she had a cane and had foot mm-hmm. surgery. And it was so funny to watch her walking with that cane and thinking, oh, and I assume she saw you with the cane on part of the studying.
Yes, yes. I have crippled feet. And so every once in a while when they act up, I am limping and I have a cane or I'm on a little electric cart and everybody knows to get the heck out of my way. I'll run them over.
Yeah. How flattering. Was that flattering to have someone as amazing as Helen Mirren play basically you, but pretend to be Sally, in my opinion?
It was scary.
Was it scary?
It was scary. Yeah.
You both have beautiful bodies. Let me just say on the air for those that can't see them, they both have these buxom bosoms and beautiful bodies, these tiny little waists, these like 20-year-old butts. I mean, it's so funny. And
thank
this
you.
Beautiful skin. In fact, I'll say Susan's skin is more beautiful than Helen Mirren's, and she looks far
thank
younger.
You. Thank
but,
you.
But, I mean, it's true. It's so funny. When I saw her figure, I'm like, I wished at 16 I looked like one of you. I mean, really.
It's all that sex, honey.
I know. That, you know, I do need to incorporate more of that. And getting paid for it probably isn't bad for the skin either.
No, it's good for the psyche.
Absolutely. Well, so what did you think of the movie? I mean, you've seen it how many times now?
I've seen it 3 times, and each time I cry a little more.
Oh.
I understand more of the nuances and more of the storyline and get more involved each time. And which is funny because I know the story intimately because I know exactly how the real story went and how the ending was. And yet I find myself falling into their storyline and just
believing it.
It's a loose rendition of what the truth was.
Well, let's talk about the truth in a minute, but what points in the movie made you cry? I want the tearjerker moments for you, because it's interesting from your perspective what makes it so sentimental.
Because as a woman, and she's running a very hard and difficult house. I mean, at one point in time, yes, and I would know. At one point in time, the storyline that got me the most, she says, I have 25 psychotic, and she used a word I don't care for, whores on my dance card. It's a bit full right now.
Yeah.
And so she's really hard and she's tough. And yet he reaches a really soft and tender, needy spot inside her because obviously Charlie Goodtimes isn't being very good to her and finding all his taking care of all of his needs in the house with everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's very hurtful for her. So from a madam's point of view, I saw how damaging she was being by his actions in a house. And so I think probably more so for me because I know how damaging that can be Yeah, if you're managing a place, yeah.
Don't we all? Unfortunately, not necessarily at the Mustang Ranch. I'll
but
just
anywhere,
say that,
but. Anywhere, yeah. And so my heart really hurt for her, and in the storyline, and I understood the need and the desire, and the fact that this younger man, even though he was hustling her a little bit,
that's so sad to me because she's so street smart and so brilliant at business,
but.
And yet so vulnerable to something so obvious. You know,
but
it's so, that's the human
woman,
heart. That's the human heart.
That's a human heart. And as a woman, every woman wants to be needed and desired. And even if it's for a short while.
Yeah,
so
especially when you get older and feel less desirable or have
she
a couple kids.
She may have been an older woman, but it was a younger woman looking out of the eyes.
Yeah, I know. And it seemed that he saw that, at least in the movie.
He certainly didn't know
the real characters.
And if you watch the progression in the movie, she started out looking old and kind of haggard. But towards the end of the movie, she was looking very young with a lot of spring in her step.
Yeah.
And very stylish. And her body, her shape was starting to show. I mean, she was looking very, very good towards the end.
Oh, God, that body.
Because she was she was starting to feel good about herself.
Yeah.
Because someone showed a desire for her.
It's true. It can make a heck of a difference.
It makes a heck of a difference in how you stand, walk, talk,
and
feel. So it was a romantic movie with a tragic ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
life has.
Definitely. We have to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, I want to hear from Susan what the differences of the movie were as compared to the real story, since she's the best person to ask. If you guys want to see pictures of the actual people they played, like Sally, whichever her last name is, Conforti or so she's called, you can Google it, or you can get on the best website I found was MustangRanch.org, and you can actually see the boxer and her together, and it's fascinating. It's like a fat B. Arthur with like Benicio del Toro or something. It's so funny to me. But anyway, we'll be right back after the break.
There's a lot going on right here in Nevada. Rather than just hear about it, talk about it. 6 to 10 weekdays, Fox 1270 in the morning.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424 Walk-ins are welcome too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with t-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
When you drive a hybrid, you're not just driving a car, you're driving an idea. An idea of helping out, of saving things, like gas, trees, water, and air. What if driving a hybrid could help you save on auto insurance? Now it can. Ask a farmer's agent about our hybrid discount, one of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Let us help you save more than the planet. Find your agent today at farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
In Candy's room, there are pictures of her heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's room, gotta walk the darkness of Candy's hall. Strangers from the city, call my baby's number, and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show with none other than our notorious local love lady, Susan Austin. Thanks for holding on. If you guys want to call in, I might talk to you. 823-1920. I've been abusing poor John, who's been waiting on the line, because I'm totally enthralled with Susan every time she comes and I forget that I'm on the radio. I'm just having like this intimate conversation. So, John, you've waited long enough. What do you want to share with us?
Well, I've been waiting so long, I think I pissed myself.
Well, don't do that, but it's happened. Some people like that at the Mustang Ranch.
How old is JC now?
Who's JC?
Joking 40.
How old is he? He looks 107 and 500 pounds, but...
He was born in 1926, so let's do the math.
Yeah.
83.
But he... Don't judge him because of his 18-year-old quote-unquote wife, quote-unquote 18 years old. Are you jealous, John?
Yes, extremely. he's always been a role model for me, as you know. Do they still give away the turkeys at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It's not Joe that gives away the turkeys. It is from Sally's side of the family, and it's Sally's side of the family that does that in Sally's honor because Sally died of diabetes many years ago.
Right. I have a couple of Joe stories if you're interested, or you might not be interested.
Tell me your Joe stories.
Well, I was talking to my 83-year-old mother about this, and she said that she used to deal cards to Joe back in Reno's heyday when they dealt one deck. They broke the deck whenever they wanted. You went head-to-head with a dealer instead of like a robot just shoveling coins in a machine. Anyway, she told me he always won. He never caused any trouble. He was never ostentatious. He was always accompanied by bodacious eye candy.
There you go.
He only bet $2 a hand. Always
That's a
won.
Lot, then.
And he didn't tip.
Oh. But
I won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But he did
on the radio
give the men his business card, which was, shall we say, a hall pass.
Smart man.
He liked to play with Sally's money.
The other,
yeah, there you go.
Story is back in the 70s, I worked for Spiedel and Gannett newspapers, which seemed like a century and a half before I went in other directions. And this is when the Nevada State Journal and the Reno Evening Gazette was winning Pulitzer Prizes instead of lining
nice.
Bird cages. Joe came down once a week in his limo to rattle Warren LaRude's cage, who was the publisher. And his chauffeur blocked the drive. This is when we were on the building on West 2nd Street. And the Reno Evening Gazette drivers couldn't get out, so I had to go very politely, please and thank you, ask his trained gorilla, Tony Calzone, who I thought was going to do a Polly Walnuts on me to move the limousine, but he's always friendly and said he was sorry he was in the way, but the following week he blocked the drive again, so we developed a relationship. He saw me.
Groundhog Day, where you did this every week?
Every week. Yeah, and then the mama bear said, well, that's all I have today, Marilyn.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, John. That was fascinating. I love the Reno local take on this. So thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
So we were going to talk about the reality differences between the movie and the real story. What were the biggest liberties that the movie took?
Well, there was stark realities. Back when the brothels were in their infancy, and that was the infancy. It was legalized in 1971, and so it was the beginning for everything. So,
just so shocking that it was so recent.
I know.
I mean, I was born in the 70s. Come on.
I wish I were born in the 70s. I can't say that. I'm a little older. I guess we'd say I'm getting a little long in the tooth.
No, you can't say that at all, looking at you.
Oh, thank you. Well, drug culture was very strong back then. So it was, everybody believed smoking and drug culture, you'd never get it out of the brothels, that it went hand in hand with sex. Okay. And that was very evident in the movie. It was right there, mm-hmm. right in your face. And back then it was. The difference is now in the Mustang Ranch and the Wild Horse Resort and Spa, they're drug-free zones. I have two highly trained drug dogs, and we've vowed to our Story County, which is the same county that Joe had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we have the Mustang Ranch, and that we would be drug-free, and we have successfully eradicated it from the brothels, as well as smoking. We don't allow our patrons to smoke in the brothel area. They can only smoke in the bars.
Wow.
And the other brothel owners told me I was crazy. I was a lunatic, a heretic for saying that there'd be no smoking with sex. But everybody loves it because of the clean smell, the fresh smell when you go back in the rooms. And they don't mind smoking.
Well, isn't half the experience of sex the smells, too? You don't want to have smoke clouding.
No. It's sex is a multi-layered thing.
Exactly. You've
got to have the
senses.
That's right.
Alive.
All the senses and all the seduction.
Yes.
And one of it is a beautiful, seductive smell. And smoking is not it.
No,
you know, they
not
can
at
go
all.
In the bar, they can go outside into the patio area and smoke.
I will say my first impression when I went to the Mustang Ranch is I was expecting to see the girls looking like our local stripper clan, which are butterfaces. Let's be honest. They have smoke and bods because they use a lot of meth and their faces look 40 years older than they should.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the Mustang Ranch. So when Susan says they don't use drugs, I will give you my drug dog. Yes, she's absolutely right. These girls are beautiful. And one of them's like 60 or something and she looks 40.
Yes.
I mean, you don't hold that face if you're using drugs or smoking, quite frankly.
Yeah.
These girls are beautiful at every age. It's unbelievable. They clearly look drug-free.
They're beautiful, well-adjusted women who just love sex and want to be there. They're not forced to be there. They've chosen to do this. This is something they like. So that's what makes them fun. And that's what makes them Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse ladies.
Well, and I would, again, think that Susan was just blowing the little smoke, you know, had I not been there. I mean, these women were the friendliest, sweetest, and we did spend 5 good hours there. And they looked genuinely happy and not like they smiled at me when I walked in. I mean, they had the actual happy eyes behind the eyes, not the soulless like drones up there. They'd been there a long time. They were friendly and relaxed and there was no tension and nobody seemed nervous. And the patrons in the bar were potential Johns or not. And they just hung out and everyone, you know, meandered around. There was no lineup. I mean, it was amazing. So what other differences were in the movie besides the story that you would like to correct? Because this is a business for you. And the movie had what I would say sort of a negative portrayal of the industry. Even while I appreciated Hollywood coming in and being willing to cover it, I didn't get the negative vibe when I was out there. And are the differences that you want people to understand about the Mustang Ranch current as opposed to the movie?
Joe Conforti did play with his ladies. There was a sea wing that was Conforti Hall, and that's where all Joe's
sea wing.
Yeah, and the hallways were labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so on. And C was where all the Conforti girls stayed. And those ladies were the untouchables to the managers. They couldn't correct them. Joe would come in and slap them around if they'd been naughty. And
his opinion, whatever naughty means to him.
Well, he got reports on him. And if they stepped over
line,
and the managers were upset, well, and actually, his punishment was far worse than the manager's
punishment.
Not that
punishment. I want him slapping girls around.
Exactly. Well, we don't have that.
No, not
Lance,
at all.
Lance,
they don't
I,
call you mama because you slap them.
Exactly. And Lance and I are a monogamous couple. It's a business for us. It's not a playground.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us play with the girls. That's not what we're here for.
Uh-huh.
It's a business. The ladies are there to earn their money and keep their money.
And I will say, having met Lance several times, he is so charming and sweet and big-hearted and genuine and, I mean, not at all like the Joe Pesci, you know, Joe Conforti character.
Yeah.
So for
not
those that are thinking the current Lance is like the old Joe, you would be shocked.
Oh, totally
and
shocked.
And what a looker. What a looker, Susan.
He's handsome. I know. He swept me off my feet.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Well, in one of the reviews, because there were some negative reviews, Roger Ebert says, judging by its fictional portrait in Love Ranch, the Mustang Ranch outside Reno, Nevada must have been a bordello that one would pay to get out of. What a dreary, godforsaken place it is, a few double-wides surrounded by barbed wire and spotlights, filled with unhappy hookers and wretched Johns, and presided over by a cheerless madam and her goomba husband. How is that portrayal different from today's Mustang Ranch? I can say, but you tell me what you think compared. Oh,
well, that was the original.
It was,
back
wasn't
in
it?
In the 70s. Today, it's a five-star quality, beautiful, frame-built building, which
yeah,
is
not
what
trailers.
Followed. It's not trailers. At the end of the movie, it showed the actual Mustang Ranch.
It did. It did. With
yes.
the beautiful pool in the middle of, you know, the,
that's right.
the fingers, the halls going off.
The stucco building and the tile roofs. And it's just millions of dollars spent on this beautiful facility. 30,000 square feet and beautiful, bright-eyed, fresh-faced young ladies who are there because they have kind, wonderful hearts who just love gentlemen and are there to be caregivers, sweethearts, anything the gentleman wants. It's his fantasy. They're not sad,
unhappy
women dying to get out. And the men who come visit are wonderful men who just are lonely or sad, or they just need the
or
the
not
feminine
just
touch,
like
or
they
not.
Just like a professional,
or they just need to come in and have a drink and sit and chat and leave. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's no pressure put on them, and there's certainly no mandatory lineups. We don't do old school.
How do you do it? Do they just wander?
They just wander in, and if they see a lady they'd like to chat with, that's fine. And if they don't, they want a lineup, we'll conduct one. There's no pressure on them. It's a wonderful experience. It's kind of hard to describe, but
well, and I, as a female, thought, oh, I'm going to be uncomfortable in there. And not at all. I mean, the girls were so friendly, and the Johns were fine, and it was casual, and it felt like any other bar or restaurant.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't feel any strangeness, other than they have less clothing on, sometimes a lot less clothing, and they look good that way. Other than that, you would never know.
I had a grandfather come in yesterday, and he brought his grandson.
Oh, God.
Because he had come to the Mustang Ranch when it was in its old location before it was moved east.
Oh, wow. Did he have a shock?
Oh, well, he came and he says, oh, I knew Sally. And I said, oh, I'm so glad now you've met Susan.
Yeah.
Who's the,
I bet he's
the
glad
present
too.
Madam. Oh, yes. And so I said, he says, I want a photo of my grandson in front of the building. And I said, oh, well, let me bring some ladies out.
Oh, my God. Well, what a strange family.
I know. Well,
but
no.
I mean, good for him.
That's right.
Not to you. Not to Susan.
Yeah. And so I said to a couple of my girls, I said, would you like to come out and have photos done with this young man? Well, little did I know, here comes one of my young ladies, and she'd stripped herself stark naked. She goes bounding out the door. And the grandson looks around and goes, oh. Oh my.
Yes, heaven.
So she hides behind him and peeks her head out over his shoulder so she could have her photo done. It was actually kind of a cute experience.
He's not six, right, Susan?
No.
Like
no.
An
you
adult
have to be
grandson.
18 to come
okay,
on the property.
Just for those who are listening and going, what the hell is
no,
going on?
To come on the property. Yeah. You must be 18 to come on the property. But it was actually kind of a cute little experience.
Did he partake in the services, the grandson?
No, he didn't.
No, he's
just,
not ready. He's
they,
not ready.
They came out and I gave them free t-shirts.
Oh,
so, yeah. I thought
I have
that
mine.
Was cute. Yes.
I love my t-shirts. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I'll say the artwork. Talk about the artwork in Mustang Ranch because it's amazing. And Wild Horse. They have separate kind of art scenes.
We have almost $1 million worth of artwork within the two buildings. Beautiful. Not risque. Just celebrating the feminine body. Janice Darkua. Root, Benfield, just all these different artists who just celebrate the feminine form. Just beautiful.
They are. They really are
beautiful.
Amazing.
A lot of originals.
So when you took the Mustang Ranch building, let's back up because I know we talked about this before, but how did you get the Mustang Ranch building?
Oh, bought it off eBay from the federal government.
That's so amazing. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the differences between the old building and what Susan did to the new building, because it's quite different from the Wild Horse Ranch, but nothing like it used to be. And it's interesting. And she's going to tell you all about the hallways and why they're so narrow and that sort of thing. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Up late? Phil Hendry will keep you laughing overnight, 1 to 4 a.m. on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. And my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net. Not calm.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Listen up, Northern Nevada. Lovelock's Frontier Days are almost here. Join us on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th in historic Lovelock, Nevada. Share this exciting experience with the whole family. All weekend long, you can experience carnival rides at Sturgeon's Casino. Plus, kids will have bike races, scavenger hunts, a magician, and clown. While families can enjoy a variety of vendors from art to food at the Courthouse Park. There will be games, contests, and performances such as a gun show by the Nevada Gunfighters. Friday night will kick off the event with a kids' pool party at the park and car races at the Lovelock Speedway for the hot rod enthusiasts. Saturday, you can experience the local parade and the Oklahoma tractor pull for you strong guys and gals, with the car races continuing in the evening. Sunday's activities will host the weight carry and arm wrestling contest. To get to Lovelock, just take I-80 East from Reno. So mark it on your calendars, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th for Frontier Days in Lovelock, Nevada. Your family will thank you for it.
Fox 1270.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show with the lovely Susan Austin in the house. And we are talking about the movie, The Love Ranch. And we're talking about the real ranch, my favorite subject. So we were going to talk about the building differences. So you take this trailer, basically, that was, or a shell of a trailer that was the Mustang Ranch, right? Is that what it was?
Well, actually, it was a frame built building on a pad.
Okay.
And when we purchased it from the federal government, we had to move it 5 miles east.
Okay.
And we had to slice it off the pad. But the worst thing was we'd had no plans. It was an as-built, which means there was never any plans to it.
And wasn't on that move, that show on HGTV where they move buildings. They didn't show the Mustang being moved.
No, but we did film it. Trust me. We have documentation of all of it because this was
this is amazing.
It was amazing. We had to pour a pad for all the buildings to be moved onto and put all the plumbing in.
Yeah.
Yeah, without plans.
Oh wow.
So I really
thank God Lance was in the
he is
real estate tycoon business for a long time.
And he's so smart. He knows how to do all this and knows how to pull in the right experts. And we cut everything apart, had to shave the eaves off to fit through it under a trestle, and then put axles, cut the buildings in half, shaved them off the pad, put axles through, wheels on them, and rode them down like trailers on the end back of a semi. And could only move so many pieces on Sunday only. And we kept getting
Sunday,
restraining orders.
Traffic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Highway.
Like there's like all five cars.
And that's right. That's right.
Which are all coming to the Mustang Ranch.
That's right.
Really.
It was really going to impede traffic.
Yeah.
And then we kept getting restraining orders from a local businessman. And we got turned into every EPA organization in the country.
Get a hobby.
Get a life.
Seriously.
Or come out to the ranch and take care of it or something.
Yeah, because he seriously needs a little steam to be let off.
And and then the biggest obstacle was the parlor, which was 65 feet across, 25 feet tall.
Can you
imagine that?
I have seen it, and I had no idea it was the same kind of structure size. That's amazing.
And it was metal. It was a metal structure. Well, we had a trestle to go under, a railroad trestle. So Lance is brilliant. I mean, he's just brilliant. And so one day I'm sitting across from the desk from him and he goes, I know, we'll airlift it. And I'm looking at him going, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, like you're kidding, right?
He goes, I know, a Chinook helicopter out of the Oregon logging district. And I'm going, yeah, right. Okay.
Thank God he filmed this.
I know. And sure enough, he started making some phone calls and before I knew it, here is a full-on Chinook helicopter landing in our parking lot and picked it up.
Holy.
It landed in our parking lot. We talked to the pilots. They went
flying
over to
prostitutes. This is a dream for most men.
We actually made their calendar.
They're angels.
That's
official.
Right. Absolutely. And this actually made their calendar. And it flew over, picked up the frame, and we'd left some wood supports in the top. And it was too heavy. The wind caught it, and they had
and
to
the
set
wind
it.
We get in Reno. Oh my God!
Oh, I know. Wind in Reno. Imagine
like
that.
90-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, just coming out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, don't worry about it. And it caught it, and they had to set it down on a field for it. Took the chopper down, and it bent a leg. But so we turned to everybody that was there. This was a big deal. We had a lot of people waiting, and said, we need chainsaws. I can't believe how many men, I got a chainsaw in the back of my pickup truck.
Yeah,
and how many pickup
drives
trucks.
Around the chainsaw.
That's right. I can't believe how many chainsaws came out of pickup trucks and how many pickup trucks
it's
left
alarming.
My parking lot.
And yet comforting at that moment.
It was very comforting. And went flying down the road to this pasture where they put it down and cut all the supports out of it. Then they
extreme home makeover.
Exactly. And then they went and the Chinook stripped all the pads out of the inside, the walls, comes out in pieces, stacked it in the parking lot so they lightened the chopper itself so they could pick a heavier load up. They went back, picked it up again, and then we heard this, the sound of the rotors. It's a big Chinook coming across and around the canyon, and next thing we know, here it comes.
Here comes our building.
Oh, it was, just put chills up our spine, and then the people
I can picture you all
clapping.
Sitting there praying with your hands together. Please, please let it come in one piece.
At the amount of money we were paying an hour. Yeah, I was praying.
And fly faster, God damn it.
Yeah, fly faster. And then here are these guide ropes coming up. There's eight legs. It was like a giant spider.
Oh, my God.
And eight legs. And the men had to catch these guide ropes. And then the wings were already there. And it had to sit right smack in the center, just right on these square plates that look like postage stamps.
Yeah.
And
I hope they fit.
And the wind was catching it, and the rotors made it spin. Somehow he set it in there just right. They grabbed the lines and maneuvered it in. I don't know how they did it, but they did it beautifully. It was
they
a
did.
Wonderful
I've
job.
I've seen it. I didn't see that, but I'd love to. It sounds amazing.
All documented. But then
Good
we spent
thinking.
Months putting it back together.
Making it stand up on its own.
Yeah, making it stand up. You got to remember, it's an antiquated building.
Sure, and then, it was probably never a big, expensive project.
No, it wasn't. And we could have built it a lot cheaper and a lot better.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been the first legal brothel in Nevada if we'd done that.
It does have its history.
It has its history. But now, after millions being put in it, it's the most beautiful building you've ever seen.
I love the bar. It's amazing with those ceilings.
The ceilings painted.
It's so pretty. Yeah.
Set of skylights that Joe had in there. We covered all that up and put a beautiful sky with a village scene in the distance. It looks like you've walked into the Venetian or something.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. And those halls. So let's talk about the hallways. They're pretty narrow. Compared to the Wild Horse.
Oh, the Wild Horse has wide, spacious, high ceiling plates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe did narrow hallways, low ceilings. He said it was to watch the broads bottoms as the guys went back to the room. I believe it was because he was too cheap to spend the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of intimate. It was interesting. It's intimate. It was a little bit claustrophobic.
Intimate's a good word. I like that word. We'll use intimate.
Intimate. But it's neat. I mean, it's the original. You can't mess with it.
No, you can't mess with it. And I've dolled it up as much as I can.
And you've done a beautiful job. You really have.
Thank you.
What are the differences between the Mustang Ranch and the Wild Horse in girls, in atmosphere? Because there are differences and I have trouble articulating them. I didn't spend enough time there. So do it for me.
The Wild Horse was built by ladies who work as working ladies. So it flows well for them. So only women who work would understand the differences.
And
the
having worked yourself, you were obviously integral.
Exactly. So it flows well for a working girl. The Mustang was built by a man and fashioned after a penitentiary.
Yeah.
So it's fashioned after a prison. So it doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't flow as well, but it's beautiful. Between the ladies, all the ladies are wonderful, kind hearts, beautiful. So there's no differences in the ladies. The decor, the Wild Horse is more towards a hunter's lodge, warm leather fireplace that's magnificent, that type of atmosphere.
Yeah, it did have a hunter lodge feel to it, which was cool. I mean, this is for men and your occasional woman.
That's right. And your occasional woman, which we absolutely love women. Mm-hmm. And then your Mustang has more of a European feel because Joe Conforti being Italian.
Uh-huh.
And he is the father of legalized prostitution. He may have angered the government and angered a few locals.
Doesn't?
Yeah, but who doesn't? I wanted it to please him. In a way, I needed to get his approval.
Has he seen it or photos? I know he's in Brazil, but
he has gotten video of it. I know that for a fact.
Did he say he approved? Was he pleased? I mean, it's gorgeous. He wished it was that pretty.
Lance was pulled over one day and told by an anonymous person that he still didn't approve of Lance having it, but he certainly approved of that woman.
Well, how sweet.
She has his approval, so I got his approval.
Well,
and
good.
That's good.
He's the smart one then. Well, it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this. But I just want to remind you guys, while we're talking of brothels, to go to Junkie at 960 South Virginia, because it looks like a brothel inside, in my opinion. Lots of velvet. It's gorgeous, just like a brothel. And they have fun and exciting things there. And I know Susan would like to thank one of her favorite local businesses as well. Please do, Susan.
Oh, thank you. Freedom Cycles. I'd love to give you a shout out. That would be Mark, Brad, James, and Kyle, and thank you. I love my motorcycle. They did a custom bike for me, and it's awesome.
And is she smoking hot on it? You guys have a photo of her in your business place if you want to encourage more ladies to get bikes like her. So 823-1920, when we get back from the break, if you guys want to call in, this is your last chance. Thank you.
Michael Savage is live weekday afternoons at 3 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down.
Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Want to quit smoking? Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
This is Marilyn York, and you're back on my show with Susan Austin from the Mustang Ranch. And we were just talking about the differences between the old ranch and the new ranch. And one of the things that came up in one of the reviews by the movie, Roger Ebert said, I learned that Mirren, as in Helen Mirren, actually visited a Nevada brothel in researching this role and came away recommending legal brothels. Well, they're better than illegal ones, since prostitution is an activity that will certainly continue regardless. I suppose she didn't know that at the Mustang, a prostitute shift lasted up to several weeks, that one wasn't allowed to leave the ranch, serve six customers a day, and had to pay for their own rooms to be sure there were medical safeguards. So I know this to be untrue, having visited, and so I'd like to give Miss Susan an opportunity to dispel this myth, because he writes it in the present tense when this is clearly a direct quote from Wikipedia from the 70s rules of Joe Conforti's early era, and maybe not even true then, because I think six customers is kind of weak personally. But but what are the differences? I mean, let's start with the fact that they aren't allowed to leave the ranch. That's not true.
Well, To a certain extent, yes and no. There's a right and a wrong. The girls are medically cleared.
Okay.
So you wouldn't want a medically cleared girl just to go running around nilly-willy.
Yeah.
So they can leave the ranch, but they must leave the ranch in the care of a runner.
Oh, okay.
So she can leave the ranch, but why would she want to? We have everything she needs at the ranch. People come in and do their hair, their nails.
Yeah, they do. They have a massage chair. They have a gym.
Esthetician, take care of their facials, et cetera.
An amazing chef.
Yes,
thank
amazing
you.
Chef.
Amazing.
We have jewelry. We have clothes.
Lingerie.
Yes, everything they need.
We want to call those clothes.
Yes.
For them, it's clothes. For
yes,
me,
yes.
It's lingerie.
So she's medically cleared. Now, yes, she can go in, but she has to be in the care of the runner.
And it's not that her shift lasts several weeks. I mean,
absolutely
she's not working 24
not.
Hours a day like some little, you know, sweatshop.
No,
I mean, she lives there. They have these beautiful rooms, having seen them, and they live there. This is their house.
It's a beautiful appointed room. And unlike other brothels in the state that make them the girls are independent contractors. So they set their own rules and their own desires of what they want to do. I ask that they work 12 hours a day. Other brothels ask they work 14 and some are more, but in Mustang Ranch and the Wild Horse, it's only 12, and that's not a lot.
Well, listen to her. When it's not a lot of sex, people.
No, that's not a lot of sex. And if I had a girl who only had six clients, if they only had six clients, she'd be crying. She'd go, "Oh, mama, nobody wanted me today. I only had six clients."
Aww.
My girls strive for as many clients as they can get a day. So,
and there's like 40 girls at the Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse at any given time.
Beautiful. Yes.
I had no idea there was that many. I'm like expecting to see six. And I go in and there's 40. I mean, if you men want to go out there, there is everything to choose from.
And
it's amazing.
You don't even have to choose.
You can have more than one.
That's right. You don't even have to choose. You can take the whole crew.
Yeah. Just bring your wallet, Daddy.
And if you want to see some photos, you go on MustangRanchBrothel.com.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. I wanted to
tell
them.
Or TheWildHorse.com, and you can see their photos.
And these are actual photos.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
We're Twitter now. And
good
yes, and these are actual photos. We don't put in photos of people that we don't use. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Twitter doesn't have FCC regulations, so you can have a little fun there.
That's right. That's right. And actually, the Mustang Ranch has gone into a new venture. We actually are starting to sell movies.
Oh, really? As
yes.
in pornographic movies, I presume?
Yes, or... but it's girl on girl. We don't bring roosters into the hen house.
Okay. So you guys film these?
Yes, we film them on site.
Okay, I'm an amateur. I don't know how I missed that.
I'm going to tell you, for couples, we have how to with toys.
Oh, that's
yes.
good. I was asking Susan for some tips when I was out there, and she's like, you have to work here, honey, or pay one of the girls. So she enticed me, but I didn't stay.
Well, actually, and now we've changed that. I've started giving classes.
That's fantastic. I'm there.
And
I
with
am so
toys.
There. I
yes.
am so there. I
yes.
got a little lesson at dinner. She showed me how to give a little hand performance on a prosthetic. Best dinner of my life. I mean, seriously, who gets this kind of professional advice at dinner?
That's right.
I've never had
right.
such a good appetite. I was like, wow, I'm going to eat this salad and then something else.
And then something else for the main course.
We have a question on Facebook from Brian, and he says, is it true that only 10% of prostitution is done legally in Nevada? And if so, how does the state steer people towards the brothels? Could we use tax revenue, mandatory jail, pictures in the paper? What are your ideas, Susan?
Oh.
First, is this statistic accurate?
I don't know how accurate it is, but I do know we do have a problem with illegal. The
I saw one
internet.
On the way here, actually. And she was haggard.
Oh, it's sad.
Nice bod, though.
Unfortunately, the internet has changed the way our world operates, and there's a lot of illegal on the internet, and there's still a lot of streetwalkers, and I know that our city is trying to clean it up. And I know Las Vegas needs to clean it up.
So if I have the phone number of a local madam that's doing it illegally, should I provide that to the prosecutor's office?
I would.
Yeah. For you, Susan, I will.
Thank you. It's doing all of us a disservice because we all know that our state motto is what happens in Nevada stays in Nevada. Well, unfortunately, if they're using illegal services, it's not staying in Nevada. It's going
not.
Elsewhere. The people who, the girls who are doing it illegal are the girls who can't clear the health clinics.
Oh.
Yeah. So
And they're abused. And
they're in the hands of the predators. The girls who work in the houses, the legal houses, especially at the Mustang and the Wild Horse Resort and Spa, are not in the hands of the predators. These are real legitimate businesswomen.
They got mama there.
Yeah, they got mama there to
and
keep them safe.
And they got the drug dogs. And I will say this about Susan's gorgeous dog. She is a working dog. She would not let me pet her. She growled at me. And I'm not very scary. I was like, oh, hi, puppy. And Susan's like, get back. She's working.
She's working. When Sita's working, she's working. And she's, unfortunately, she works 24 hours a day.
I know, but that made me, you know, I'm a believer. This is not a pet. This is a working dog. And she's a girl, which I love.
Yeah, all my dogs are girls.
I know. She's beautiful, even though she hates me.
No, she's just.
But she didn't sniff any drugs on me, in case you're wondering, you dirty dogs. Well, this has been an amazing as usual, Susan, and thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing the movie experience with me and your opinions of it. And once again, I am so touched for you that Helen Mirren played you, in my opinion, and did thank it so you. Well without the nurture side again, people. If you want to see future shows coming up on my show, look on the MarilynYorkShow.com and please visit the Mustang Ranch and, of course, the Wild Horse Saloon and check out the differences. Enjoy it all. Thank you guys so much and have a beautiful Saturday.